Hello, my beautiful friends. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to the Joy Channel podcast. This week's episode, you are not dissimilar to a rat in a lab, turning pain into pleasure. When I thought of that title, I wrote that down and nothing else, but here we are months later and I found the title and I was like, oh yeah, I know exactly what this is. So, Rat Park. Let's talk about that study. It was one of my favorite, it was a very pivotal study in a paper that I wrote back in the day. So when I was doing research in the neuroscience department at RPI, I did a study on hippocampal processes in mice. How acute stress affects hippocampal processes in mice. And that was following an independent study I did on stress and anxiety. And I was learning about how, in that independent study, I had learned about how reversing stress and anxiety came from meditation and moving the body and regulating and also taking vitamins that are useful for it, like, you know, B6 and B1 and B12, all the Bs, and zinc and magnesium, and I have the list somewhere. I can definitely share that. These rats were put into isolation, which is innately traumatizing, and then offered cocaine-laced water. And in comparison with the non-isolated rats who had really fun tunnels and resources, etc., and were in an quote-unquote enriched environment, the isolated ones wanted to consume the cocaine water, likely because they were bored. They had nothing else to do. They were receiving pellets that were, like, not great, and yeah. And it reminds me of the Gabor Mate saying, it's not why the addiction, it's why the pain. Because when people are connecting with any substance over and over again, whether it be a substance, whether it be a television show, whether it be excessively reading books, it's trying to escape some sort of pain or process some sort of pain, numb from some sort of pain that you have no other way of moving on from. So when you recognize that it has become your easy out to just feeling a little better, just a little better, but it doesn't really change anything, you're able to actually find things that do change you and your response patterns. Being more present with the body, asking the body what it truly needs and is holistically beneficial for it, getting connected with community to be enriched. We all know that during the whole big kerfuffle that occurred a few years ago, it sucks being isolated. We're not enriched, right? And a lot of people fell into whatever coping mechanisms, but people were coping before that because we have an innately kind of, there's an innate isolation in a society where once there was tons of community and now there's less. Community is coming back, though. I'm seeing it all over the place pop up, people wanting to know their neighbors and connect and join clubs and start coalitions and plant beautiful things into the earth, which is wonderful. However, the ones that stayed in isolation did not get better. They did not heal. They continued to treat themselves with drugs and were just really bummed out. The ones that had drugs, the ones that didn't, or just in like a basic area with just like pellets and stuff, they didn't heal. The ones that were in an environment with other people healed. Sorry, people, rats, other rats. Rats are people too. Rats are rat people. We're human people. I redirect. The rats that were in community and could connect and co-regulate, rats being around healthy rats doing their rat activities, rat-tivities, got better. And their brains were healthier. They didn't want the drugged water because it didn't serve them. And they were fed better food. And they had little slides and tunnels and activities that were stimulating and fun for them to play. Because that's right, guys. Rats play. They're just like us. Anyway, we are social creatures. We humans are social creatures. Having healthy connections that allow growth and us to be in a thriving and alive state, fully enriched. If there's isolation occurring, then we're not being stimulated in the ways that we're meant to. We're meant to relay information to each other and share and expand and grow. When there is some sort of interpersonal trauma, like perhaps your relationships in the beginning of your life were tumultuous or difficult in a way. So there were patterns that were taught, past, learned, that caused you to connect with people in a different way. When there's shame involved, healing is diverted. When there's guilt, pain, anger, regret, etc., healing is not the thing that's being focused on. Whatever the idea you're believing in and pouring life into, so whether that's like replaying something, if you're complaining or judging at all, you're not in the healing state. And it could be a step up from where you were. Like if you were completely numb and not caring about anything and then you go into anger, that's you moving up the scale of emotions, coming out of freeze and back into a place where you're like, you know, in the fight response. And then coming down from that as well, you go back to neutrality, and from there you can go into thriving. So returning to peace, etc. If you're reacting in ways where you're noticing lots of judgment coming up or yelling or something, do the work on yourself. You get to do the work to change your response patterns. I don't care how old you are. You're still young. If you're 80, you're young. You know, reality is infinite. Just change your patterns and respond differently if you so choose to. Because then your environment's different. The people around you are different. Going into every situation, assuming everyone's meaning the best, is completely different of an experience than going in feeling like something, having some sort of story about people that is not adding to life. Something I love is that the opposite of live backwards is evil. So I like to say that anything that's evil is anything that's sending the energy of life away from you. It's anything that's pushing it back. Because, you know, it's backwards. So choose what you give life to, what you're pouring your life force energy, your attention, your breath into. And how do we change this? How do we change our response patterns, right? Because you can say, oh, you know, do that. It's by practicing. You practice yourself. You practice seeing yourself doing the thing. You even speak it out loud. Practice saying it over and over until it feels natural to you. This is affirming, known as affirming as well. And when you practice spelling it out, it becomes you. You become it. You are it. So practicing these thoughts, that's step number one, right? step number one, changing thoughts. Breathe is step. We're going to go over the joy list, because these are all things that you can do to cultivate that pleasure and that repair in your physical health, your interpersonal health and connections, your ability to connect with the field around you, with the people around you, with the points of energy in your experience. You can cultivate joy and pleasure through that are simple, easy, everyday things that increase your wellness and your pleasure. So number one is breathe. The way that we breathe is the way that we think. It's the way that we spend our time. It's the way we speak. It's the way that we spend our money. It's the way we receive pleasure and joy and love. So if you're holding your breath, let it go. Exhale, breathe in. And as you breathe in, allow yourself to feel the pleasure of the air caressing your nostrils, tickling your brain, going down your throat. Allow breathing to feel good. Breathe in pleasure. Inhaling and exhaling, just feeling complete satisfaction in the existence of the breath. Breath is what we are beginning with. Second, affirmations. You're selecting the new thoughts of your being and practicing it until you become it. You're practicing spelling it out to your reality, who you are, what you're giving, and what you're receiving. Period. Laugh. Number three is laugh. It's not on the original list, but it is. The original list, the first two things I listed, I believe, both I put under now a category of feeling pleasure and appreciation. So, laughter, the best medicine, as some might say. Vibrating, beautiful, shaking your cells, shaking your body with pleasure, with joy. Excellent, excellent. Telling your body, hey, I'm safe, I'm safe. Look at your world in wonder. Allow yourself to be as amused by the shape of a leaf or a bug as a tiny child would be. Laugh at the silly things. Laugh several times a day for no reason, simply because you can and you choose to. It's excellent for your body. It shakes and vibrates you. Number four is be in nature. As soon as you wake up, or after you do your, you know, breathing in joy and pleasure and saying, I'm so grateful for my body, my bed, my pillow, etc. Get up, take care of your physical needs, go outside, put your feet in the earth, look up at the sky, say, I'm back, world, and today's going to be the most magical day of my life so far. I'm going to experience more joy and pleasure today than ever before. I'm going to be delighted by everything that flows into my life and experience. Tell the world what's up. Tell the world exactly what your day is going to be like. Be specific. Enjoy it. And I'm going to do this and this is going to happen. And only speak the things you desire to happen. Don't just speak things because it's been happening the last 100,000 days. Be more creative than that. Come on. You got this. You're manifesting every moment, so create the stories you want. They're all great. Number four, I want to go back to just a little bit. Talk to your plants. Tell them you appreciate them and love them. Send them love. If you don't know how to send love, feel the love in your body and then move it with your mind to where they are. Like, put it in the same space as them. Feel it in your body and have that feeling in the same space as them as well. Or just feel love and appreciation around them and talk to them and they'll pick it up. It can be easy. I choose it to be fun and easy, right? Say that. All right, number five, dance. Wiggle that body of yours. Shake those joints. Let your body, your being, enjoy the pleasure of movement. Moving feels so good. if you're desiring to increase pleasure in your body, because, you know, you desire to recall what that feels like, check out the last episode and stay tuned because I'll be sharing more episodes regarding that as well. Number 6 is sing. Vibrate those vocal cords, muscles, tissue, nerves. Sound aligns you with your being. And when you sing, singing out the beautiful songs of your creation, of your experience, of what you're desiring to call in and what you're desiring to vibrate through your whole being and your whole field as your reality. And number 7 is create something. If it's a painting, a doodle, music, food, poetry, music. I said music. Swimming. Have it, you know, you can get creative while swimming, figuring out some other thing. Invite in new experiences. When you're creating things, you're growing. You're exploring. Go on an adventure. Enjoy your life. That's all for me today, folks. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed the Joy Channel podcast. I hope you enjoyed the last episode. I'm sure you did. Actually, I know you did if you did it. The last episode meditation was fantastic. And I will be back with another meditation on Wednesday. So much love to you. Do these things. They're wonderful. I'm doing these things and they work, period. This is how you change your life, is by actively choosing to put more joy and pleasure into it, changing your response patterns so that you can enjoy more of the life that you're living here and now. All right, much love. Check out thejoychannel.org to work with me one-on-one. Please stream and share and love on my song, Love I Stay With, on Spotify. I'm so proud of it. It's my first song, and I'm going to be releasing more. And the better this song does, the more wonderful things occur, right? So follow me on Instagram at RoamWildArt and at Joy Channel Podcast. So is there anything else to mention? Oh yeah, get your free, write your book copy, and soon your free guide that tells you the vitamins, that is research backed as far as these are the vitamins that help with these things, because that's something I've already studied and written. All right, my loves. Again, have an absolutely beautiful week. Tune in on Wednesday. Goodbye. A note from post-episode editing Rome is I am choosing my offerings for Patreon. And I was thinking about offering a tier that is a live virtual event once per month for whoever signs up for that level of the Patreon to come to. And I thought I'd just put that out there and see if anyone would be interested in that. So if you have feedback on what you're excited about experiencing and going deeper with me particularly, please do message it to me on my Instagram at Joy Channel Podcast, or email it to joychannelpodcast@gmail.com and have the subject line be suggestions or Patreon suggestions or whatever it's pertaining to. So thank you. Have a good day. Goodbye.